From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. Turkey's President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has been sworn into office for a five-year term, assuming sweeping new executive powers and pledging to build a strong country. In acceptance remarks, he promised to propel the country forward under a new executive system that includes a strong parliament, strong government, a strong Turkey. In unveiling his cabinet, Mr. Erdogan also appointed his son-in-law as the country's finance minister. The new system does away with the posts of prime minister. Middle East Institute scholar David Mack, a former ambassador, said while the president is legally the most powerful in recent history, Turkey has known strong leaders in the past.
In fact, of course, there have been periods when you had a very strong chief executive, certainly if you go back to Kemal Atatürk. So in that respect, it's not unprecedented, but it certainly departs from the post-World War II history of the Turkish state, which has been one of a balance between different institutions, including an elected parliament.
Mr. Erdogan said his new powers are vital for growth, ensuring the nation's security following a failed coup and safeguarding its southern border. Ethiopia and Eritrea have declared their longtime border war over. Both Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed of Ethiopia and Eritrea's President Isaias Afwerki signed a joint declaration of peace and friendship. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres praised both countries.
I believe that the recent evolution in relation to between Eritrea and Ethiopia is a very important signal of hope, not only for the two countries, not only for Africa, but for the whole world.
The announcement caps a whirlwind of reform activity launched by the new Ethiopian leader. This is VOA News.